First, some might call them dad jokes. A colleague here refers to them as the cilantro of humor, and some people just can't resist the urge to deliver one whenever there's an opportunity. We're talking about puns now. Webster's Dictionary defines a pun as the, quote, usually humorous use of a word in such a way as to suggest two or more of its meanings or the meaning of another word similar in sound. Note the use of the word usually in that definition. We love our puns here at WPR, so we asked our staff to share some of their favorites, and then we asked two of our classical music hosts to read them. Here they are.
I'm Norman Gilliland.
I'm Stephanie Elkins, and you're listening
to Wisconsin Punblick Radio.
There was a man who entered a local newspaper's pun contest. He sent in 10 different puns in the hope that at least one of them would win. Unfortunately, no pun intended.
A guy just threw milk at me.
How dare he?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is really heavy, the other is a little lighter.
Pop singer Rick Astley will let you borrow any Pixar movie from his collection except one. He's never gonna give you up.
Never have puns been delivered with more dignity. Do you love puns or hate them? Is there a favorite that you'd like to share? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Ronnie Jacobson joins us now. She's a freelance science journalist in New York City. She wrote an article that looks at what's happening in the human brain when we hear a pun. Ronnie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much.
Well, before we get into the science, Ronnie, are you a pun person? Do you appreciate them, or are you one of the people who cringes when you hear them? Respect either way.
I am definitely a pun person. I think we should stop apologizing for punning and just own it.
And why would scientists be interested in what's happening in our brain when we hear a pun?
Well, punning is a pretty old thing, and there's a lot happening with the pun. Scientists have been studying it for a while. It can tell us just how the two hemispheres of the brain interact. It tells us how we appreciate, how and why we appreciate humor, what we find funny, all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's kind of a meta operation for the brain. Like, language is complicated enough, but that's when it's working like it's supposed to. A pun is a whole different level, right? Because our brain has to take this language part and then figure out why it doesn't work and I guess why it's funny if it doesn't.
Exactly.
So you wrote a while back about this study at the University of Windsor in Ontario. Tell us about the study. What were they trying to figure out there, and how did they do that?
So the scientists were trying to figure out exactly what is happening in the brain when we hear puns or when we see puns, because puns are often written. And so what they did, the scientists, Tara McHugh and Laurie Buchanan at the University of Windsor at Ontario, they used a divided visual field experiment, so because of the way the brain is wired, what's presented to the left eye gets interpreted in the right side of the brain, which is generally thought to be the more creative side, and then what's presented to the left eye gets, what's presented to the right eye gets interpreted in the left side of the brain, which is thought to be the side of the brain responsible for language and learning. So, using this experimental design, what the researchers did was they presented subjects with a series of puns in either their left or right visual field, so left or right eye, and asked them to identify the primary meaning of the pun, so that is most related to the rest of the sentence, and the secondary meaning of the pun, so that kind of trick, surprise meaning. And the subjects tended to respond much faster to the primary meaning. They identified the primary meaning faster when it was presented to the left side of their brain. So that indicated to the researchers that there's a priming effect in the left side of the brain. That is, the left side interprets the primary meaning of the pun first and faster than it does the secondary meaning, which, you know, it sets off a chain reaction whereby the secondary meaning is kind of, there's that disconnect that's identified, and then the secondary meaning, the brain can then say, there's something else going on here.
So there's maybe a time lag in our brain before we hit that initial bit and then the second part. And I guess we've all kind of felt that hearing the pun in a way, right?
Right, exactly. It's a very, you know, split second, less than a second time lag, but it's there.
It seems like it might work differently for some people. There was a joke about a relative of mine, don't tell them a joke on Saturday night because they'll start laughing in church the next morning. I mean, it could take a different amounts of time for us to puzzle it out, can't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. All of these things having to do with the brain are individual, but that would be generally the way a pun works and is interpreted.
We're talking about puns with science writer Ronnie Jacobson, and you can join in. Are you a pun fan, or do you resent them and despise them as a form of humor? You could call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And if you have a pun to share, you could tell us about that, too. Ronnie, getting back to the science, does this study tell us anything or confirm things we've learned about humor related to people who have suffered certain brain injuries?
Yeah, it does. The study itself was mostly told us what's happening with the left side of the brain. It showed that, as I said, that is the primary place or where the kind of pun first goes to. But there have been lots of previous studies about humor and humor appreciation showing that people with lesions in the right side of their brain have tend to have deficits in how they appreciate humor. Maybe they don't think things are funny anymore, or they're laughing at inappropriate times. And this study very much jibes with that, because one of the main conclusions was that the right side is kind of the what's responsible for cluing us in to the punchline of the joke.
And I read, and you looked at this too, I guess, there's something in German called Witzelsucht, also known as joke addiction. So our brains can actually do something weird where we get hooked on puns and other jokes.
Yeah, Witzelsucht. It's a very interesting thing. It's first diagnosed back in the 1800s, which I didn't know before. These people who have it just cannot stop making puns or, you know, what are considered bad jokes. Most people who have this, they literally can't stop themselves, and they tend to find themselves very funny, but nobody around them does. And so there's this thought that because these people tend to have lesions or, you know, problems with the right side of their brain, it just goes to that point that the right side is what is cluing us into where the joke actually lies, what is actually funny.
And Ronnie, before I let you go, do you have a pun or two you want to leave us with?
Well, one of my favorite puns was from a restaurant I used to drive by a lot when I lived in Atlanta, which is sadly closed now. The name of the restaurant was Let Us Surprise You, and I just got a kick of that every time I drove by. And another great Groucho Marx pun, which, if you don't like my parties, you can leave in a huff. If that's too soon, leave in a minute and a huff.
Oh, that's a good one. Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure thing.
That's Ronnie Jacobson, freelance science journalist in New York City, talking about the science surrounding puns and wordplay. And now it's your turn. We're going to start taking your calls in just a minute. Do you have a favorite pun you'd like to share? Do you love puns? Do you hate them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll get your calls in just a few moments here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We are talking about puns. We just heard some of the science behind the pun and what's going on in the brain. And now it is your turn to share your favorite puns, what you love or hate about puns at 800-642-1234. Or you can go to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to your calls now. We've got Jeff on the line in Superior. Jeff, you've got a Superior pun to share for us?
Well, I'm always looking at politics. And with what's going on with Congress, I was thinking if Reese Witherspoon was in Congress right now, someone might say, thanks for the memo, Reese.
Jeff, thanks. That would be a good moment in politics. Are you a pun collector yourself, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I use puns all the time.
And everybody around you loves you for it, right?
Yeah, they can kind of count on one.
Jeff, thank you so much for starting us off. We'll go next to Lissy in Green Bay. Lissy, oh, no, we got Jim in Riceland on the air. Actually, Jim, hi.
Hi, I'm a lawyer, and I want to give a couple of quick lawyer puns. Do you know how the lawyer got the dog to testify at trial?
I do not.
Well, he refused to give an affidavit, so the lawyer had to take his deposition.
All right, good. I've heard lawyer jokes. I haven't heard lawyer puns before. You got another one for us?
Oh, yes, quickly. California has the most attorneys, and New Jersey has the most landfills. You know why?
Why?
It's because New Jersey had first choice.
Jim, that's more of a joke, right, than a pun, but I'll take it. Thank you so much. We are taking your best or worst puns at 800-642-1234. Let's go down to Lissy in Green Bay. Lissy, hi.
Hi.
What do you have for us, Lissy?
I guess it's more like a bad joke than a pun, but, I mean, those are pretty good, too, right?
Uh-huh.
So what do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Ground beef.
Okay, see, I get it, and I think that fits the pun category because it works off the double meaning of the word ground. So I'm gonna rule that a pun with my duly appointed authority here. Lissy, are you a big pun fan yourself, Lissy?
I love puns. I think they're so funny.
And do you ever get, like, the negative reaction, like the groan? Is that what you're looking for when you share a pun?
I like when other people laugh, but there's one guy that I work with that constantly groans, and he I like to tease him that he's only groaning because he's upset that he actually wants to laugh at it.
Okay, that's fair. Lissy, thank you so much for sharing that. If you were trying to get in, some lines have opened up, 800-642-1234. Diane is on the line in Manitowoc. Diane, what's your pun story?
Well, my pun story involves work. Where I work, our team has a whiteboard, and every week for probably the last couple of years, we write puns on it.
Oh, really? And so the whole team gets in on this?
The whole team can, yes. There's usually only a few of us that contribute, but the rest of the team enjoys it. And then when people come and visit our area, they enjoy them also.
The rest of the team enjoys it. Now, you say that. Would the rest of the team say they appreciate the pun board, too?
Yeah, they really kind of do, yes. And we get a lot of groans, and that means it's a pretty good pun.
All right, Diane, thank you so much. A pun board at work. I like the sound of that. We are taking your puns and why you like or dislike puns at 800-642-1234. I want to go back to our own classical music host, Stephanie Elkins and Norman Gilliland. They recorded some of WPR's favorite puns. Here's some more of what they had to share.
What do you call a snobbish criminal walking down the stairs? A condescending condescending.
To the mathematician who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
I've accidentally swallowed some Scrabble tiles. My next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster. Oh my God.
Stephanie couldn't quite hold that one together, and understandably so. Back to your calls now. Peter is on the line in Brookfield. Peter, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Peter?
You know, I'm a little bit tired today. I was up all night watching this new sports channel. It's actually involving origami sports.
Uh-huh.
I heard that it's going to fold soon. So I hurried up and signed for it because you only get it on pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view for my origami sports. Peter, did you spend some time folding that one together, or do these just pop into your head?
I did, but I've been accused of being a real cut-up, so it just kind of comes naturally.
All right, Peter, thank you so much. A good series of paper puns there. Now to Tyra on the line in La Crosse. Tyra, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. What pun do you have for us, Tyra?
Well, a sign in Daytona Beach, Florida, driving down the A1A, and there was a bar that had a porpoise on the sign, and it said, come on in and have a drink with a porpoise instead of a purpose.
All right. Tyra, thank you so much. A nice visual pun. And are you somebody who generally appreciates a good pun?
Oh, I love them. It makes me laugh.
Thank you so much, Tyra. We are collecting puns here, for better or worse. You can call in at 800-642-1234. Tim joins us next in Appleton. Tim, hi.
Hello.
What do you got for us, Tim?
I have a definition of politics.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It comes from the Greek, of course. Poly meaning many, and pix, blood-sucking insects.
Now, I feel like I've heard that one. O'Rourke, P.J. O'Rourke, is that one of his, maybe?
I don't know where it came from.
But I love that one. Tim, thank you so much. Do you love a good political pun?
I love puns of any kind.
Of any kind. Okay, and I've been asking a lot of people this. Do you annoy those around you with them, or do they like the puns?
I think it swings both ways.
Okay. Double-edged sword, Tim. Thanks for the call. We'll go next to Alexis with us in Milwaukee. Alexis, hi.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a pun for us?
I do.
What is it?
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted.
That is a classic, Alexis. Thank you so much for sharing that pun with us. Let's get back to our classical music, puns with dignity here. Stephanie Elkins and Norman Gilliland, another round of puns from them.
What is the difference between a cat and a comma? One has claws at the end of its paws, and the other is a pause at the end of the claws.
Hey, did you hear about those new corduroy pillows?
Yeah. They're really making headlines.
Did you hear the CEO of Chiquita resigned? She grew tired of the pressure of being top banana. Oh, my God. I can hardly stand it.
Thanks to Stephanie and Norman, people who do really have a good sense of humor on and off the air, for surviving those three rounds of puns. Back to your calls now. We are taking your puns and your love or disapproval of the pun in general at 800-642-1234. Gary is with us in Wausau. Gary, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Caught my ear. I remember 1 year ago when the gold medal skier Peekaboo Street was famous, and she got all these endorsements, so with a little philanthropy act, she added on to the hospital, and they called it Peekaboo ICU. I mean, I laughed the first time I heard it. That was pretty clever.
That is a pretty good one.
Thanks for your show.
Thank you, Gary, for calling in and sharing that one. 800-642-1234. Time for a few more puns. Hopefully people are still listening. Andrew with us in Superior. Andrew, hi.
Hi. I'd just like to thank you for such a punishing show.
Our bosses may punish me for this one, actually. Do you like the pun yourself, Andrew? Is that a favorite of yours?
Yes. Me and my roommate have pun wars all the time.
Really?
And my wife starts groaning every time it starts.
Is there a judge?
Oh, usually whoever can make her groan the loudest wins.
Okay, that sounds great. Andrew, thanks a lot for sharing your pun at 800-642-1234. We go to Viroqua now with Trevor. Trevor, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to give a shout-out to the pun master, Carl Azus, and his writers. He's great. But, my pun is, why did the chicken cross the road?
Okay, why?
To get to the other side.
Wait a minute. To get to the other, that's the straight up original chicken cross the road joke. I didn't miss anything there, did I?
Nope, well, the other side of the road, but then it's an old chicken, and he crossed the road to get hit by a truck so he could get to the other side.
Ah, okay. All right. A little metaphysical humor there. Thanks a lot for that, Trevor. Didn't see, yeah, there are a lot of twists on that one. I didn't see that twist ending coming up, though. Looking for more puns, a few callers on the line now, 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got Lauren with us in Madison. Lauren, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your pun for us, Lauren?
I've got two science puns for you. One is two atoms are walking down the street. One says to the other, how's it going? He says, terrible. He says, why do you say that? Oh, I lost an electron. He says, are you sure? He says, yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, that's one. What else?
Why do you never trust an atom? Why do you never trust an atom?
I do not know.
Oh, hell, they make up everything.
Well, I've got one I heard from a scientist years ago. Did you hear about superconductors? They're too cool to resist. Laura, I take no credit. I take no credit or blame for that one. Lauren, do you look for science-themed puns in particular?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Lauren. I think we've got time to get another caller if we can get that on the line here. Nope, maybe not. You could keep sharing your puns on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Just keep them coming up there and tell us if you are known as a punster in the circles you move in. And if you do anything like some of our callers have mentioned, pun wars with a friend, a pun board at work, or if you've participated, there are events, I think, called Pundemonium that people put on locally where they have contests. We'd love to hear your stories there. Thanks to Norman Gilliland and Stephanie Elkins for adding some dignity to the undignified subject of puns and sharing a bunch of favorites from around Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, you can keep tweeting us at Central Time WPR or share your pun on the Ideas Network Facebook page.